Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
Nah, I'm a New Era fan. No. I like the Yankees over the rest. I really don't follow it. But I do know the Steinbrenners. It's cool to know them. And they, yeah. Because of the racing stuff.
What was the design process like on Josh's Christmas gift?
It was, you guys want to get Josh a gift? Yes. You want me to do what I do? Let's do it. Because, like, most like, of those guys, like, they don't get bust-down chains and nothing like that. Like, they get rifles and bow and arrows and, you know, deer that go on the wall. They're hunters. But it was cool for them to cross over and, you know, get him something that we know he'll probably never wear, but he'll put like as a trophy, and that's cool. It's cool, and for me, nice little expensive trophy that sits in his house.
He did try it on. Do you think he pulled it off?
No, for sure. Josh is like he's like a hybrid. You know, he can do what he want to do. Oh man,
what's your mindset going into this game? You know, for you guys, it's like a very unique position. You've known for several weeks you're going to the playoffs, but obviously seeding still matters. It's a division game too, so that makes it more juicy. Like, kind of how do you approach a game like this?
Same as every week, you know. I approach it more so as it's a division game. You know, it's a conference, it's an in-conference game. And like I mentioned before, you know, in-conference games are the hardest. I don't care what the records are. I don't care if none of us have a win. These are like some of the hardest games of the season. The Jets, Patriots, Dolphins, no matter when it is, no matter what order it is, they are the hardest games of our season every single year. It's always great in competition. The rivalry is great. The intensity is up. And, you know, I like to think and, you know, live in the aura like we hate each other. You know, that's what keeps us going.
Is that any different, though, when it's this late in the season and you guys already know what you've got and they've been eliminated? Like, no. How does that rivalry show up in week 17 like this?
Yeah, no, because, you know, like, when it comes down to it, everybody wants a job, right? Everybody wants a job. To be in the NFL is hard. To stay on the same team is hard. I don't think that nobody, like, over there is like, oh, I'm going to just tank so they could cut me. Like, no. Like, these guys are playing because they love ball and they have that emotional feel to it. And I think, and regardless of and what it is, like we're athletes, you know, we're athletes. The records don't tell the truth. And we know what's coming.
You guys have a chance to finish undefeated at home in the regular season. You guys can beat the Jets. Is that important to you guys? Josh talked about it at the beginning of the year. That's one of the things Sean talks about, is kind of
winning at home, right? Yeah, winning at home and defending the dirt. Yeah, it's definitely important because it's a home game, and that was like one of our missions, is to win your home games, win your division games, and that's, you know, not the easiest way, but that's one of the ways to get into the playoffs, and we're still on that mission. So. Regardless of what team it is, and we don't want to make a narrative bigger than what it is. We don't like want to put more pressure on ourselves than what we like already have. And yeah, we have a chance to go undefeated at home, but when it comes down to it, it's a conference game. Whether it was them at their place or home, it don't matter. You know, we have a mindset and we're going to attack.
That's a little off the topic.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. For DeMar to do something with Congress, with
elite.
The president, okay, yeah. Like, what is that like to see your teammates do something in that realm?
Yeah, it's super elite. You know, DeMar had a very rare situation that happened to him and that occurred. And I'm happy that he took it and bettered it for if it ever happens again or if history and repeats itself. There is better things in place, better things in position, that now if something like that happens on all occasions, on any field, on any office, any school, any sport, anything, it'll be present. It's an elite thing, you know, even for him to have a relationship like with the president and all that stuff. That's super cool. It's super cool. And DeMar is a great kid, and I don't want to make him sound young, but he's a great kid. Great kid, and he does things the right way, you know. He really does. He really does. And I tip my hat to him because he's taking everything and carrying it the right way. And a lot of people could have did anything with what happened, and he did the right things and took the right steps.
For you, as Josh's left tackle, if he does win MVP?
Shoot. We go to Disney. we go to Disney on Josh's tab. No, I'm joking. But not really. It would be an honor, because, you know, like I say, like, Josh is elite. I'm one of Josh's biggest fans. So when he wins, I feel like I've won. You know, like when he's the highest paid quarterback, I just smile and I'm like, well, that's because of us, you know, and I enjoy being that unsung hero underneath that is helping everything that he has going on. And I'm not saying that I have anything to do with it, but being his left tackle, I take it with the utmost respect. I really do carry it with a lot of honor to be able to and protect this kid's blind side, because he's a great player. And when it comes down to it, Josh will be a Hall of Fame player. And, you know, hopefully at his Hall of Fame speech, and he'll say, you know, I had a great offensive line during my journey, and I had a great left tackle. And, you know, I'll just wink and be like, you know, just a head nod. But it's an honor, because awards are super cool. And, like, you know, like, linemen don't get awards. Like, there's no, like, I can never be a runner-up for MVP, right? And that's because of how it is. Like, there's linemen that are just as good. Like, Trent had some crazy seasons where he was the best player in the NFL, and he has no trophies. And if your quarterback gets it, it just makes you feel some type of, like, cool. I'm the best left tackle, and I feel like Josh getting that crowns, you know, greatness all around.
Deion, what do you notice different about Keon from training camp to now?
I'm looking at my guy. Yo, what's wrong with my guy? What happened to your eye? I know somebody beat you up on Christmas. What happened? Yo, my dog's, yo, he's like over there like this. Like, can you not see me? Like, what's up? I am here. What's good, my boy? Nah, I love you to death, bro. But go ahead. So the difference from Keon now and camp. Keon's learning, you know. I see a kid fighting and becoming a man every day, you know, to tell the truth about it. Like, being in the NFL is hard, and everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own off the field things. Everybody has their own family. Everybody has their own issues. Behind closed doors, you can never know what's going on with the individual. But I think that Keon is, he's done a great job of showing his personality. Of course, he's, you know, tried his best and has been doing his best to, you know, take it all in and be present. 'Cause it's hard to be in this league. It's hard to be a star in this league. It's hard to have, you know, the pressure of you have to do right all of the time. Everybody's watching you all of the time. All of the time. Everybody is watching all of the time. It's hard. It is very, very hard for individuals, especially like getting drafted higher than the average and being one of those guys. But I think that Keon is doing a great job. You know, I enjoy the rookie. I enjoy him as a person, and he's learning. And this is only year one, and every year I think it's going to continue to get better. He has the right guys around, you know. He has a lot of good guys in the locker room that he's learning from. You know, Coop just got here, and Coop is a good role model. Coop does things the right way. You know, he has Josh as a quarterback. He can learn a lot from Josh. He can learn a lot from me. he can learn a lot from Connor and Dave and all of these individuals. And I think this is the right place for Keon to find out who he truly is. And it'll show day in and day out. You won't see it now. You won't see it tomorrow. You won't see it by the end of the football season. I can promise you that. But over time, you know, everything will just come into place of what Keon truly is. But right now, I think that he's where he's supposed to be as a player in his position.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.